interim decision, but I said we'll do it over a period of time. We've been doing this actually over a period of time, over a very long period of time.
Amid sharp criticism, not just from Democrats this time around, but from top Republicans as well, President Trump is defending his decision to pull back U.S. troops from northern Syria. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It's being called catastrophic, misguided, terribly unwise, a betrayal, and a disaster. That's just from Republicans, top Trump ally Lindsey Graham among them.
This impulsive decision by the president has undone all the gains we've made, thrown the region into further chaos.
Graham telling Fox and Friends he'll urge the president to reconsider. Turkey expert Bulent Alireza notes Graham helped convince the president last year to reverse his decision to pull out of Syria entirely.
So if he takes the lead on Capitol Hill in organizing opposition to this, I can quite easily see a situation in which the president might reverse himself again.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Three U.S. House of Representatives committees are set to question Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, on Tuesday, to find out more about the interactions between President Trump and Ukrainian officials. The closed-door deposition is part of the ongoing impeachment inquiry in the House, which President Trump on Monday again rejected as a scam perpetrated by Democrats who do not want him to win a second term in office next year. Sondland has become a prominent figure in the probe because of his efforts to get Ukraine to commit to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and Biden's son Hunter. The White House says the next round of U.S. trade talks will begin in Washington on Thursday. The two sides last held major talks in July, but there was no major breakthrough in the trade dispute. This is VOA News. A U.S. journalist has filed a civil rights complaint against the Department of Homeland Security after